Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Decal Download Podcast, your source for the latest news and information from the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning. With Commissioner Amy Jacobs, I'm Reg Griffin. We appreciate you joining us this week and every week. You can always find us at decal.ga.gov or look for us on social media where the conversation continues on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Well, summer officially arrives on June 21st, but many consider it Memorial Day, May 29th, as the start of summer. Either way, temperatures are rising and the danger of a child dying alone in a hot car becomes even more of a threat. So, for the 10th consecutive year, DECAL is calling for families and caregivers of children to look again and increase awareness of the dangers of leaving children unattended in vehicles. Commissioner, as always, we're wanting to ensure that families, childcare providers, general public understand how to prevent pediatric vehicular heat stroke.
Absolutely. And we will continue with our annual Look Again campaign, just because we know how important it is to inform parents of just some really simple facts so they understand the danger, but also for them to understand that it's really simple to avoid it and to not take a chance. And also, you know, we started this for childcare providers, you know, 10 years ago. And there's some really simple things like following our transportation checklist rules, and you can easily avoid leaving a child on any type of vehicle.
Yeah, so easy to prevent. And that makes it even more painful and traumatizing, really, when anything happens to a child. If it's a close call and they're left for a while and they suffer, or certainly the worst case scenario, they're left in a vehicle and sadly die as a result of that. We don't want to see that happen. And that's why we talk about this every single year. We've got a great panel today joining us to talk about our annual Look Again campaign. This year, May 22nd through the 26th, we're doing Look Again Week this year. We have University of Georgia professor Dr. Andrew Grunstein, a geographer climatologist with interest on the impacts of weather and climate on human health. Also, Rakia Thomas is our CCS regional manager in child care services. Keisha McNeil is a CCS regional coordinator for child care services. And Lisa Dawson, director of the injury prevention program within the Division of Health Protection at the Georgia Department of Public Health. And I can honestly say, Lisa and I have been working on this since I started at DECAL back in 2011. I think she's been with us every year. So, folks, welcome to the podcast today. Let's start with some very important words from Governor Brian Kemp and First Lady Marty Kemp. Here's what they have to say about preventing pediatric vehicular heat stroke in this public service announcement.
This is Governor Brian Kemp.
And I'm First Lady Marty Kemp.
Summertime in Georgia should be all about getting outdoors and making memories with our families, not about tragedy.
That's why we are joining DECAL in reminding you to always look again and never leave a child alone in a vehicle, even for a minute.
As more Georgians are getting back on the road, it is critically important to remember that children are always our most precious cargo.
When you arrive at your destination, take the time to check the front and back of your car. And after you've looked, just be sure, look again.
And if you ever see a child left alone in a vehicle, call 911 immediately. Emergency personnel are trained to respond.
Help us spread the word on social media by sharing this video and follow DECAL for more information.
Let's make it a great summer, Georgia. And always, look again.
Well, Dr. Grunstein, the numbers are interesting. Nationally, 33 children died in hot cars in 2022. 5 months into 2023, only three children have died nationally. What does that indicate to you?
Well, there's a few things. I think that 33 is an uptick. During the height of the pandemic, the numbers actually were lower, probably because people weren't driving. So, you know, we have 33 this year at three, which is pretty normal for this time of year. Those numbers really start going up as it gets hotter into the summer.
And you have really been studying this for a while. You do think this is just early on. We're going to see the numbers increase, sadly.
Unfortunately, as it gets hotter, you know, the data we have shows that the numbers do increase through the summer.
Well, the data shows that since 1998, with 938 child deaths, the number one reason for pediatric heat stroke is children forgotten by caregivers. Does that surprise you at all?
After looking at this for a long time, no. But what I think parents and caregivers would find that surprising, when we interviewed them, they didn't think it could happen to them. It was always someone else.
Right.
And that's a real problem, because if you don't think it can happen to you, then you're not going to take protective measures to prevent it from happening.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And the other reasons are a child gains access to the vehicle or the caregiver knowingly leaves the child. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the child getting entrapped in the car, you know, always lock your car when you get home. Don't let them play in the car. As far as knowingly leaving your child in a car, I hope things like this will educate people about how dangerous it can be. In many states across the country, it's also illegal to do so. So between those two, I hope people just simply don't do it.
I know, you know, working on this campaign and being aware of it has made me more aware in my personal life, but also just in listening to the news. And you hear about close calls and sadly tragic incidents where children die. And I'm always interested in the backstory, you know, about who forgot them, what were the situations behind it, and all of that. And the science is pretty clear in these situations. A child's body temperature rises faster than an adult's, and the temperature inside a vehicle rises much faster, particularly as we're getting into the hotter months, than one might expect. And Dr. Grunstein, what can you tell us about all of that, how that works together?
Sure. You know, I think all of us that drive and leave our cars, you know, out in the sun, know when we get into the car, it can get really hot. You know, when we've done studies on this, it can heat up, you know, 19 degrees within 10 minutes. And within an hour, it could heat up 40 to 50 degrees. And this happens because the sunlight can enter the car through the windows. It heats up all the surfaces, but that heat can't escape. So it builds up and you get these rising temperatures. And think about like a typical day in Georgia, right? It's in the 90s. And if it's going to heat up 40 or 50 degrees, you're looking at a car that could reach 130, 140 degrees, which is hotter, or, you know, similar to the hottest temperatures we've ever recorded on Earth in Death Valley. And you could imagine how dangerous that is for a child being left in a car.
It really is a dangerous combination that I'm glad we're able to educate the public. I just hope that we can get their attention, continue to get their attention. Well, Keisha, DeKalb licenses and regulates child care programs here in Georgia. How did we get involved in this public awareness campaign around never leaving children in vehicles?
That is a good question. And as a state agency responsible for the oversight of licensing and regulation of child care, we partner with advocates and supporters to heighten the awareness of the dangers of leaving children unattended in a vehicle. The campaign started in 2013 in conjunction with Safe Kids Worldwide. Former Governor Nathan Deal and First Lady Sandra Deal and other leaders of several other state agencies were involved. It was created to help prevent child injury or death due to a child being left alone in a vehicle. We launched this campaign because we believe the solution to these preventable tragedies is a combination of education and public awareness.
So, Rukia, the whole idea of transportation of children by child care providers, how is DeKalb involved in these investigations on a regular basis?
Well, Reg, all of the reports of children left on vehicles by providers are investigated, and providers are heavily monitored to ensure that they're following the transportation rules and regulations. So far in 2023, the department has investigated 7 incidents, and through very intensive investigations, we've determined that in all of those incidents, the provider neglected to follow the rules and regulations and therefore threatened the health and safety of the children. You know, we hate to have to investigate these incidents, but we don't want any child to be placed in harm's way. So our investigations are important, and they have led to swift and strong enforcement actions.
And I will say that we, so far in this fiscal year, 2023, we've had the same number. We've had 7 left, and we have investigated as well, according to April Rogers in our Child Care Services Division. So that's an updated number.
Well, and nationally, 33 children died from pediatric vehicular heat stroke in 2022. And during fiscal year 2022, 7 children, like you said, Reg, were left in vehicles by child care providers here in Georgia. And again, so far this year, 7 children have been left. Thank goodness there have been no fatalities in those cases. Mm-hmm. But again, we haven't entered the hottest months of Georgia for certain. But Rakia and Keisha, how do you respond to those numbers?
Well, those numbers are disheartening because I recognize that all of those cases could have been prevented.
That is the hard part. And that's what I always say. If they just follow our transportation rules, which are, in my mind, fairly simple, you know, you have your checklist, you do your 2 checks, you have a second person check it and just make sure no one is left on that vehicle. So just follow the transportation rules.
Well, you know, and one of the reasons we called it Look Again from the very start was that they are told to have a second person take a look. And, you know, we've gone out over the years, we've gone out and done demonstrations. We've actually gotten on a child care van or bus and shown how a small child can, you know, just get up into that seat, curl up into a little ball, and you've got to do a pretty thorough check, but it doesn't take that long. You walk the bus back and forth and you look, and I think the key of that second person looking, hopefully someone not associated with the field trip, because let's face it, after you've been on a field trip, you're ready to get back and you're ready to get off that bus and back into the center. So having a second person not associated is not going to gloss over that. Just like when you have a person proofread something, they usually catch something you didn't because your eyes have grown accustomed to that document. Same thing with a second look on a child care vehicle. And so look again. That's kind of where we came up with the whole idea. Lisa, as I mentioned, you and I have been involved in this for a while now, and the Georgia Department of Public Health has partnered with us since, I think, that first news conference that we held on this topic like 12 years ago. We're often asked, is it necessary to remind parents and others of this problem every year? I've got to be honest, I think it was last year, the year before, I had a reporter say, what's your angle on this year? And I wanted to say, children are still dying. That's our angle. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with you 100%, Reg. Children are still dying. And I'm not sure if it was Keisha or Rakia who said it, but they said these are all preventable deaths. And we absolutely agree. If we know that, you know, these kids have died every single year for the last 12 years, we would expect that to happen again. And the question is, who is it? So, you know, to your point about, you know, do we need to say it again? Absolutely, because new parents are born every single day. And we've got babies developing into crawling toddlers, and we have absolutely got to, you know, raise the awareness with these brand new parents to these dangers that are really just extreme. It's an extreme situation, absolutely preventable.
Well, much of the concern here is around how much faster temperatures rise inside a car mm-hmm. than outside, even when a window is cracked. And I'm sure some mm-hmm. folks think that might solve the issue with the temperature inside. But Lisa, can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, I think Dr. Grunstein really covered this. I think the thing to understand is that cars are getting safer. That's for transportation. So they're getting like really great, you know, strong, sturdy, keeping people in and safe while the car is moving. When they stop, like he said, all of those surfaces heat right up, and it's a multiplier effect. It's a magnifying effect. And so the temperatures rise so, so quickly. You know, it's a really dangerous situation because little kids' bodies heat up so much more quickly than an adult. You know, we used to say, if you're hot, then your kid's hot. But actually, your kid was hot 15 minutes ago before you got hot, because they get hot faster. So accommodating them to be sure that their temperature is the right temperature is so critical.
So Keisha, with all that information in mind, and we've talked a little bit about this, what is the meaning of our slogan, Look Again?
Well, when you hear Look Again, we want it to be a message to anyone caring for a child, be it child care programs, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, anyone. You always account for the children in your care as you drive them from place to place. When you arrive at your destination, we want you to check the front and back of your car or vehicle. You can even leave something that you know you'll need, such as your purse, your phone, and I've even heard of people leaving one of their shoes in the back seat. So that way, you'll have to look to retrieve it. And as the slogan reminds us, after you've looked, just be sure to look again.
Well, and then one of the things we also try to emphasize every year is everything we've all mentioned from the beginning, but this is also not a problem limited to summer months, especially here in Georgia. We know how hot and humid it can be at the most unlikely times in Georgia. So we always want to remind folks to look again and never leave a child in a car. And I think so great. You're never going to leave your car without your shoe. And I've noticed, you know, a lot of the new cars, Lisa, you kind of alluded to this, have a lot of sensors and things that beep and remind you. And so that's a good thing too. It sounds like car manufacturers are getting on board with this issue as well. We can't have enough reminders, honestly, in the busy world that we try to navigate every day, especially with small children.
Yeah. And you even can see sometimes with phone apps, some of your travel apps will say, do you want a reminder, you know, about a child being with you, or you have someone. I've noticed in our cars, we actually have a reminder that comes up on the dashboard that says, did you have something in the back? And sometimes it's groceries. And sometimes that's a good reminder because, quite frankly, I'll forget that I had groceries back in the back or dry cleaning or whatever. But how much more important that it's your child. It amazes me sometimes the number of people that will talk about pets in these circumstances. And trust me, I'm a pet owner and lover, and that is so important. How much more important is the life of your child? So please, we're really pleading with people. And I think every time I hear a story of a close call or worst case scenario, I want to say, wow, that we just haven't said it enough. And I guess we continue to do that year in and year out. Lisa and Dr. Grunstein, what would you say to someone who, you know, says I'm only dashing into a store. I'm just going to get a quick purchase, a bag of chips and a drink, and I'll be right back. My kid will be fine. They actually enjoy being in the car without me. You know, it's too much trouble to unload the child and take them with me. What's your message to them, Lisa? What do you think?
Well, I think the risk is still there for lots of different reasons. The two biggest ones and the most likely is that the child will somehow get out of their car seat or seatbelt and perhaps put the vehicle into gear. And that's a really incredibly dangerous situation. And then we've had some really tragic cases of people trying to stop the car or the child realizing that the car is now moving. And so then they try to get out and being rolled over by the car. And it's just awful. The second situation is less likely, but equally as terrible a possible outcome is to have your car stolen or carjacked. That's a really, those cases have happened. They're rare, but absolutely, somebody sees a car running and decides they want to take it, not realizing the child's in the back. So those are two situations that, are just can be devastating. And there's just no reason for it. Take your kids with them, even for the 5 minutes. You're going to get really good at using that car seat.
Yeah, that's right. Practice makes perfect. And, you know, we always talk about teachable moments with your young children. Teach them about, you know, good nutritional choices when you go into the, you know, the store. You know, use that time. Dr. Grunstein, what would you add to that?
No, I think, Lisa, those are great points. I'm still thinking, you know, as a climatologist, you know, sometimes you get delayed in a store longer than you thought too, right? You get in a long line, something happens, you talk, you meet someone, you start talking, and your child ends up in a car that gets much hotter than you thought. So I think there's really three different reasons you don't want to do it.
Well, thank you all for your continued support of the Look Again campaign. I want to hear one more time from each of you. What can parents and caregivers do to help prevent vehicular heat stroke? And Rukia, I'll start with you.
Oh, yes. Please be alert. Stay focused. Before you leave your vehicle, remember to search your vehicle and just simply look again for that child who fell asleep on that ride to school or back to the childcare facility.
How about you, Keisha?
We need you to be our eyes and ears in the community. If you ever see a child left alone in a vehicle, call 911 immediately. Emergency personnel are trained to respond. The most dangerous mistake is thinking it can't happen to us. Or if we see it happening somewhere, it's none of our business. Say something.
Lisa?
I want to follow up on what Keisha just said. It was excellent. Just talking to risk, it can happen to you. It happens to all of us in terms of if you've ever gotten someplace and you didn't remember the whole trip there, your mind was someplace else. You cannot multitask like you think you can. Mm-hmm. And once you get focused on something else, you can possibly forget something really, really important. So I just want people to think about how do I reduce my risk? Mm-hmm. The shoe in the backseat is great.
And Dr. Grunstein.
Yeah, and I just want to echo that. When you first mentioned that, the thing that jumped in my mind is like, this can happen to anyone. Mm-hmm. And we all need to be really vigilant about it. And it's such a preventable tragedy that, you know, we really need to think about it and try to prevent these from happening.
Yeah. Great panel, as always. Dr. Grunstein, whenever I talk to you, I always learn something. And I know you also study sort of this phenomenon of heat stroke among athletes, like young athletes. We hear about it, seems like just about every spring and summer with high school football practice and that kind of thing. Are we making any advancements in that area?
Oh, absolutely. Georgia was one of the first states to implement a really good heat safety policy for all the high schools. And since we've done that, we've really dropped the number of heat-related health problems. And I think we're one of the nation's leaders in that area. So that's been a really fantastic advancement.
Yeah. Very shocking. A similar story of when you would hear something like that, a young person either being seriously harmed or dying from something like that. So that's good to know. By the way, have they calmed down at all up at UGA after winning that national championship? Has it slowed a little bit?
I think people are pretty thrilled about winning back-to-back national championships. So now we're focused on number three in a row. So let's see.
I know they're going for it. My brother's a huge, he's a Georgia grad, and he took me to the Peach Bowl this year. And I got to tell you, it's pretty exciting to be in that atmosphere at Mercedes-Benz. So good luck to you guys for a three-peat maybe this year. Well, great discussion today. Again, the governor has proclaimed May 22nd through the 26th as Look Again Week here in Georgia, saying in part, public awareness of the dangers of vehicular heat stroke and of simple prevention strategies can save lives. The Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning, along with the state of Georgia, is committed to eliminating child vehicular heat stroke deaths in child care settings, at home, and elsewhere. Of course, we always dedicate Look Again to the memory of Jasmine Green, a two-year-old child left in a hot van at a child care program in Jonesboro and following a field trip to a Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, a day that was filled with laughter and fun, and she died in a parking lot, and she would be 14 years old today. And so we dedicate this to Jasmine Green and her family, still missing her today. Look Again is the message. Thanks, everyone, for carrying that message throughout the year, but especially in the coming weeks. Thanks for being here today.
Now, what are your questions for Commissioner Jacobs? Let's go to the water cooler.
Hi, my name is Chandra Bolton. I work in the Quality, Innovations, and Partnership Division in Atlanta, Georgia. As a new Cactus project manager, my question for Commissioner Jacobs is, since Cactus, or the Georgia's Cross-Agency Child Data System, has been around for a little over a decade, what is your vision
for Cactus as far as growth and maturity? And what is your timeline for achieving that vision?
Well, thanks so much for the question. I think there's a lot of potential with Cactus. It's a great idea. It collects a lot of data that we use internally here at DECAL as we make a lot of data-driven decisions. And I think really the opportunity to continue to grow Cactus and promote Cactus is to get all of our agency partners more involved. They also have data, obviously, that contributes to Cactus because it's collecting services that children birth through five received throughout our state. So I think there's a lot of potential there. We've just got to get some buy-in and attention and bring some awareness to it with our other agency partners so then we can share the capabilities of the system. So there's a lot of opportunity there.
And, we probably need to shout out to our CIO, Dennis Bryce, and his IT team. Talk about a team that is ready to jump in on a tough project like that. Those guys do a great job.
They do, and they are very innovative in their thinking and are really helping us kind of move along in the technology world as far as any our systems and our programs and our processes at DECAL. Yeah, they do a great job.
So when it's ready, because it's a multi-agency kind of thing, Cactus.
Right. It exists. It exists now. There's just a lot of work that could be done to make it even better.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So we'll hope for that. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Now it's your chance at winning a nice prize in the DECAL Download Quiz. We'll draw one name from all the correct answers to this question. Email your response to decaldownload@decal.ga.gov. Here's the question. What is the name of the public service campaign created to help prevent pediatric vehicular heat stroke? What is the name of the public service campaign created to help prevent pediatric vehicular heat stroke? Answer that question. You could win a prize from Chick-fil-A, Georgia Aquarium, Georgia Lottery, Lakeshore Learning Materials, Savoy Automobile Museum in Cartersville, the School Box, Waffle House, and the World of Coca-Cola Museum. Again, what is the name of the public service campaign created to help prevent pediatric vehicular heat stroke? DECAL download at decal.ga.gov. Thanks for playing and good luck.
Thanks for listening to the DECAL Download podcast. The Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning improves outcomes for children and families by strengthening early learning experiences in partnership with early education programs, professionals, stakeholders, families, and communities. Their vision is that every child in Georgia will have equal access to high-quality early care and education. For more information, visit their website at decal.ga.gov. Join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow Commissioner Jacobs on Twitter at @commjacobs.